Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the importance of unity between people. Now, as you know, we are in the week of unity, the week of unity between Muslims. This today specifically is also, according to the stronger Shiite narrations, the birthday of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also the birthday of Imam Sadiq alaihi salam. And for these reasons, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious and happy days. You know, there are many hadiths and verses of the Holy Quran regarding the importance of unity between people, between Muslims, and even between the followers of all of the Abrahamic faiths. You know, there's a verse, famous verse in the Holy Quran, in which God says, addressing the Prophet, he says, "Tell the people of the book to come. Let's come together and come to a consensus, come to an agreement." Qul ya ahl al kitab. Right? It says, "O people of the book, come, let's make a consensus, let's make an agreement with one another that we will not worship, you know, anybody but God, and we will not take, people, right? For example, our superiors as our lords, right? I mean, we're not going to listen to, these people who are at higher post than us, and we're not going to worship them and disobey a God, by listening to their orders." Right? So even God Almighty in the Holy Quran, He even encourages unity between peoples of other faiths, right? The people of the book. And so this really clearly indicates the importance of, of unity. In a very beautiful hadith, it's been narrated by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that the Imam said, "A charitable act most loved by God is reconciliation between people if they have fallen out, if people have disagreed with one another, are fighting and quarreling with one another. Reconciling them is an act of charity. It's considered a sadaqah." The actual word used here is sadaqah. It's an act of charity. In continuation, the Imam says, "And bringing them together when they have become distanced from one another." If we bring them together after they have become distanced from one another, right? This is considered an act of charity. It has the same reward as one would get if by, handing over some, money in charity to a poor person, right? This is how important this is. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose birthday it is today, said, "Shall I inform you of something that holds a higher status than fasting, praying, and giving charity?" The Prophet said, "Making peace between people." Right? This clearly indicates, the importance of unity and, making peace between people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.